You remember Skipper, don't you? Mr. Price. He was sick and he rejoined us at Gibraltar.
The quartermaster's right, Kendall. Every time you've talked of the crew, I've been thinking of the crew as it is now. Mr. Price didn't leave England.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
But I don't see that it helps you anyway. Even assuming that Mr. Price might be the man who killed Slavin in England, he couldn't have killed Miller. He left the Tangmar when you came aboard.
It was shortly after four bells on the 8 to midnight watch on our 8th day from Sydney. I joined the skipper on the bridge and asked him once again if he was sure that the crew of the Tangmar had been complete when he sailed from Tilbury 3 months before on the 13th of May. And then the quartermaster, a fellow called Sweeney, had reminded Captain Goddard that Mr. Price, the mate I'd replaced, hadn't joined the ship on the voyage to Australia until they'd reached Gibraltar. I'd only seen Price for a minute in port at Sydney, but even in that short meeting, I'd seen enough of him to think twice about branding him a killer. And yet, Slavin had been killed in England on the 14th of May, the day after the Tangmar sailed. It was possible. But the captain was right. Unless Price was hidden somewhere on the Tangmar, he couldn't have killed Ben Miller.
And in any case, Kendall, I'd vouch for Price with my life. We'd served together for more than 4 years. It's unthinkable, the whole thing.
I'm going to enjoy meeting Colonel Hacking again.
What's that got to do with it?
You made a mistake. I may as well tell you, Skipper, since you know the rest of it, that you and the entire crew are just as much suspect in the Slavin case and the Miller killing as are the passengers.
You mean you're supposed to watch me, too?
Uh-huh.
Why not? You've got a job to do. You might as well be thorough.
I'm glad you see it like that.
I'll admit I didn't want to. Not at first. The thought that someone in my crew on ship might be a killer seemed like a reflection on myself.
Do you mind if I go and have a word with Sparks? I'd like to get a message off to Colonel Hacking. Arrange for Price to be checked on.
Go right ahead.
You say you saw him leave the ship?
Price? Yes. We're not carrying any stowaways, Kendall.
I hope not.
Colonel Hacking, what's the mistake he's supposed to have made?
Price. In arranging for me to replace him as first officer, he removed a prime suspect. This is one message I'm going to enjoy.
The quartermaster, you're not a word about this to the rest of the crew, right?
Right, sir.
Dirk Kendall's job is hard enough without spreading all kinds of rumors.
Okay, Skipper. But, Skipper.
What?
Who do you reckon done it?
I haven't enjoyed myself so much in years, Lee. You should have seen the Major's face. If he could have, he would have had me court-martialed.
There's only one thing, Alona. Your ticking off the Major isn't going to make it any easier for Sharon.
Oh, it's time he was ticked off, as you put it. He's such a selfish, aggressive man.
You sure do seem to have got over the scary feeling you had the night Miller was killed.
With two men like you and Dirk on board, even a woman cannot be scared for too long.
Even though she knows nothing about me?
I tried to get Dirk to tell me what you are, who you are, but he saw through my little scheme. He told me to ask you.
I'm Lee Blake, and
I know, traveling American footloose yank.
Right. Another drink?
No, thanks.
Well, you telling the Major off did one thing.
What?
Made it easy for me to have you to myself here in the lounge.
Yes. I noticed the way the Major got up and walked out as soon as we came in. It was very obvious.
When he ignores you, he isn't very subtle. He's been giving me that treatment pretty well ever since we left Sydney.
Lee, do you think he could be the killer?
Oh, well, he could be, yeah. Oh, let's talk about something else, Alona. I'm going around in circles thinking about Miller.
All right, you name it.
You.
Not until we have talked about you. And in any case, you know all there is to know about me. Now.
I didn't until I read that copy of Wherryman's will that Dirk sent for.
I thought that was how you found out. When I came to your cabin, you were reading it.
I was.
But what business is it of yours or Mr. Kendall's?
He was Dirk just a minute ago.
I shall find out about you, Lee.
Why not accept me as I am, face value?
In some way you are connected with Mr. Kendall. Both of you are pretending to be what you are not.
That's a very shrewd guess.
Then I'm right, and you...
I didn't say so.
But you are interested in the will of Victor Wellerman.
No, not the will. The people who stand to gain by it.
Is that your only interest?
Now, let's not start that again.
Suppose I claim to feel frightened again. Afraid that I might be the next victim. What then?
Elona, I'll walk you back to your cabin and stand guard outside.
I would feel much more secure if you stood guard inside.
And I wouldn't.
Very well. Let us remain here then and talk.
Fine. And just for once, let it be about something we don't have to fence with, huh? A nice, safe subject like, say, how do you feel about baseball?
Oh, I hate it.
All right, well, give me a rundown on what you remember about China, huh? Go ahead, I'm all ears.
Your move, Major.
I'm well aware of that fact, Dr. Lawler.
Tell me, do you always invite people to play chess with you after they've told you what they think of you?
I'm trying to work out my move, Doctor, if you don't mind.
Sorry.
That's the way I strike you, eh? As an irascible old boor.
Forget it, Major. It's over now.
On the contrary, it's anything but over. The taut nerves which seem to be prevalent on the ship, I've no doubt, will be insulted again before we reach Jamaica.
If that's all that happens to you, then you won't have much cause for complaint, will you?
If anything else more serious happens to me, I won't be able to complain. There. Check.
Yes, I thought you'd do that.
You can't escape, Doctor. It'd be far more graceful to resign.
Really? There. Discovered, check, I think, and your queen.
It's impossible. Oh. Well, I am sorry. My arm brushed the table with my sleeve.
Don't bother picking them up. I'm finished.
Oh, but surely. Surely one more game. Well, it's not that late yet.
Major, it's way past my bedtime. We've played two games, and I'm playing with you, and your sleeve becomes tiresome.
Are you accusing me of cheating, Dr. Lawler?
Let me put it this way. Did you ever lose a game of chess, Major?
Rarely.
I thought so. Good night, Major.
Dr. Lawler, come back, will you?
Yes, what is it?
I want to talk to you about my daughter.
Yes?
Now, I know you share the general view about her, that she's a dutiful gal putting up with a particularly unpleasant father, but...
Yes?
She's a murderess, Dr. Lawler. You heard me. A murderess. She killed her mother.
What the
devil? By being born, Dr. Lawler, she snuffed out the life of the only woman I've ever loved. I met her in India. Oh, she was beautiful, Doctor. Beautiful. If she'd only lived, I could have stood atop the highest peaks. I could have rolled back the ocean for her. When Charlotte was born, she handed her to me. Placed my daughter in my arms, and I stood there by her bed, holding in my arms and a murderer who didn't even know what she'd done.
Major Challoner.
Do you wonder that I hate her, Doctor? Do you wonder that I'd almost given me eyes not to have to look at her again? And yet, I keep her near me. And do you know why? I look at Charlotte. Catherine is there. I cheated, Doctor. You won those games.
Here, I'll help you with the pieces.
Yes, well, good night, Dr. Lawler. This is something I'm adept at doing. I've been doing it ever since Catherine died. Picking up the pieces, Doctor. Picking up the pieces.
Oh, 11:45, Skipper. You might as well turn in. I don't think I'll hear from Hacking tonight, either.
What kind of man is he?
Hacking? No. The epitome of elegance. White carnation. Looks like an ad for men of distinction. On the trail of a killer or a criminal of any kind, he's the most cold-blooded hunter you can imagine. Why do you ask?
I'd always thought of a policeman as Well, you know, red face, bowler hat, that kind of thing.
Not hacking. The rest of us spend our time trying to keep up with him.
Oh, have you got what Mr. Kendall's after there, Sparks?
We don't know, sir. But it is for Mr. Kendall from London.
Oh. Didn't expect an answer this soon. Let's see now. Dear Kendall, please don't waste my time. You're taking the place of Price was arranged because we knew he was innocent. His joining the ship after it had sailed was investigated at the time. If you can't do better than this, perhaps I'd better take over myself. Yours cordially, Hacking. What's this?
Why, that...
What is it?
Hope you're enjoying your leave.
Standing there on the moonlit deck shortly before midnight on our ninth day at sea, I read the message from Colonel Hacking again and then crumpled it into a ball. So all I'd done was follow another red herring. Price was innocent, and I was back where I'd started in my search for the killer aboard ship, in this passage of the Tangmar.